Concerned this morning that our food policies aren't up to much, Auckland University's Health Food Environment Policy Index, yes, there is such a thing, shows basically we are not putting into place policy designed to tackle our obesity epidemic. Just 47% of all good practice indicators are rated as having low or very little implementation. So what is going wrong here? Professor of Population Nutrition and Global Health at Auckland Uni, Boyd Swinburne, is with us. Boyd, good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Give me an example of one of these policies. What are you talking about?
Well, the three big ones that keep coming up, and they keep coming up in recommendations internationally as well, is regulating junk food marketing to children, having a substantial tax on sugary drinks, and ensuring they have healthy foods in schools and early childhood centres.
All right.
Those always come up as the big three.
But some of those we don't have. For example, the sugar tax we don't have, therefore the implementation must be zero, given we don't have it.
That's exactly right.
Right. So the 47%, what are we measuring the 47% on then?
Well, we're measuring New Zealand's progress on implementation against international best practice. So we look around the world, see which country has got the best practice for implementation, and then we get the 71 experts around the country to rate New Zealand's progress according to international best practice. And as you said, we've come up very short on many of the really important policies.
Healthy food in schools we must be doing okay in, mustn't we?
No, we're doing terribly.
Are we?
A survey. Yes, absolutely. We did a survey last year of schools, and less than half of them had food policies. Still an enormous amount of unhealthy food, particularly in secondary schools. Schools still using food for fundraising and so on. So, you know, I think we've got a long way to go, and the government has been taking quite a softly approach for many years with schools, and it's just not working.
All right, here we go. So I've got a bunch of teenagers at my place, right? A couple of 16-year-olds and 18-year-old. They're all at school. They're at the tuck shop. They buy what they want. So whose fault is that? Is it mine as a parent? Is it theirs because they haven't grown up enough, or is it the schools for not, you know, giving them quinoa instead of a chocolate bar?
Well, I think we have to look at what are they being taught at school as to what is healthy eating, and then trying to get the school to reflect that in what it does in practice, what it has available in the tuck shop, what it has at events, sporting events, and so on. So I think the conversion of what's in the curriculum needs to happen widely around schools, and also including probably outside the school grounds.
Right.
You know, people are now talking about a school food zone, which includes not only inside the school, but what's around the school.
Argue, or do we know? Say we implemented that idea today, so all you could ever buy was salad and quinoa at a tuck shop, and outside the school the dairy wasn't available to buy the Coke and the fizzy and all of that. Is there a stat or a figure or a country anywhere in the world that says, because they did that, here's what happened to obesity?
Well, that's a big ask, because you're asking for magic bullet solutions, for which there aren't any, to be able to say that one single policy like that is going to be able to punch through so you could measure its impact of it alone on childhood obesity. That's too big an ask. But what we do know is that if you have healthy food policies in schools and good food service, then kids' diets are better. And that's where we want to go. And it's not just for obesity. It's for mental health. It's for all sorts of, it's for oral health. It's for all sorts of reasons. So I think we need to convert the school, the whole school environment, into what the curriculum is teaching.
All right, Boyd, appreciate your time as always. Professor Boyd Swinburne out of Auckland University this morning.